You're listening to SBS News.
As the world eagerly waits for a coronavirus vaccine, the French president says the only solution can come from international cooperation. In the 75th session of the United Nations General Assembly, President Emmanuel Macron called on people to learn to live with COVID-19.
A cure will be found, but in that, as we await that moment, everyone knows that we must learn to live with the virus. We have no choice. This new reality, this new world reality is clear. It's brutal. It's dizzying, and we must face it.
From today, health regulations in France's primary schools are being relaxed. But with cases continuing to rise, more than 500,000 infections so far, the move is worrying some parents and teachers. At the United Nations General Assembly, Indonesia's President Joko Widodo joined other leaders in urging the United Nations to implement reforms and efficiencies, Mr. Widodo warning of deep division and growing rivalries among nations. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says the world is at a crossroads and how it addresses the COVID-19 pandemic will define the future.
When the world finds that vaccine, access to it must not be denied nor withheld. It should be made available to all rich and poor nations alike as a matter of policy.
Duterte's comments come just days after he extended a state of calamity status in the Philippines by 12 months to allow the government to draw emergency funds faster to fight the pandemic and harness the police and military to maintain order. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the invisible enemy of COVID-19 is starting to spread again in an exponential way. Mr. Johnson had this message for Britons just weeks after urging people to return to work.
Today I set out a package of tougher measures in England. Early closing for pubs, bars, table service only, closing businesses that are not COVID secure, expanding the use of face coverings, new fines for those that fail to comply. Once again, asking office workers to work from home if they can, while enforcing the rule of six indoors and outdoors.
The forecast for the second wave in the UK threatens to reach 50,000 cases a day by the middle of October. Mr. Johnson also wants people to prepare for a tough winter ahead. He hasn't totally ruled out a second national lockdown, but says people must do everything they can to avoid more draconian measures. In Scotland, the same measures also apply, only with a few exceptions. People will be banned from visiting others' homes. Car sharing is also discouraged. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says the measures will be reviewed every 3 weeks, but may be needed longer than that.
The measures I am announcing today are tough. I am not going to pretend otherwise, but they do not represent a full-scale lockdown of the kind imposed in March. Indeed, on the contrary, today's measures are an attempt to avoid the need for another lockdown.
England has recorded more than 400,000 infections so far and just over 40,000 deaths, the highest virus death toll in Europe. But in the United States, the president diverts blame to China, demanding that the United Nations hold China accountable for the coronavirus pandemic. President Donald Trump defended his own handling of the health crisis in the US, where the death toll has surpassed 200,000.
If we didn't do it properly and do it right, you'd have 2.5 million deaths. If you take a look at alternatives, you could have 2.5 million deaths or something thereabouts. You could have a number that would be substantially more. With all of that being said, we shouldn't have had anybody. And you saw my United Nations speech. China should have stopped it at their border. They should have never let this spread all over the world. And it's a terrible thing.
Tensions between China and the United States are intensifying, with US officials accusing Beijing of a lack of transparency that it says worsened the outbreak. China denies all accusations. Chinese President Xi Jinping told the UN General Assembly that Beijing has no intention for conflict with any country.
We will continue to narrow differences and resolve disputes with others through dialogue and negotiation. We will not seek to develop only ourselves or engage in a zero-sum game.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.